Welcome to the How to Win at Life podcast. My name is Toby Strong, and I'm going to give you maximum value in the shortest possible time to help you win at life. Here we go. Today, we're going to explore the importance of making time to learn new technology and how staying up to date can actually make us more effective in the future. Now, it's no secret that technology is changing the world as we know it, and it's happening at a pace faster than ever. And with each passing year, we're introduced to new innovations and technologies like ChatGPT that have the potential to reshape our daily lives and entire industries for that matter. And the question is, are you keeping up with it? Now, I know what you might be thinking. I don't have time or energy to constantly learn about new technology. Trust me, I've been there too. But the truth is, we can't afford not to learn. In today's fast-paced world, staying informed about new technology is essential to staying competitive in both our personal and professional lives. So how do we make time to learn about new technology? Here are some strategies that I've found helpful. 1. Set aside dedicated time. Just like we set aside time for exercise or hobbies, we need to allocate time for learning about new technology. It doesn't have to be a lot. Even 30 minutes a week can make a big difference. 2. Stay curious. Foster a mindset of curiosity and make a point to explore all the new technology that you come across. This will not only help you to stay informed, but also make learning enjoyable. 3. Follow tech influencers and experts. So find people who are knowledgeable about the latest technologies and follow them on social media. Subscribe to their newsletters or listen to their podcasts. This will help you stay up to date with the latest trends and innovations. 4. Join online courses and workshops. So there are plenty of online courses and workshops available that you can learn about new technologies. Many of these are free or low cost and can be completed at your own pace, making it easier to fit into your own schedule. 5. Embrace an experimentation mindset. So don't be afraid to try new technologies, even if they feel really confusing and daunting to start out with. And remember, not every tool or platform is going to be a perfect fit, but you'll never know unless you try. By investing time into learning about new technology now, you're paving the way for a more efficient and effective future. Embracing technology enables you to delegate tasks and automate processes and optimize your time, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. And as a result, you'll be better equipped to maintain a competitive edge in an ever-evolving world. So remember, staying informed is key to staying relevant and effective in today's world. So embrace the learning journey and make a conscious effort to keep up to date with new technologies. You'll thank yourself later. End of episode, sort of. Just to prove a point, I use GPT Chat to prepare the talking points for everything that you've heard up until this point. First, I got a transcript of about 5 of my episodes and then copied them into ChatGPT to give it context. Then I wrote one single sentence, which was, based on the episode transcripts that I've shared with you, can you please write the talking points in the same tone, style, and similar length about the importance of making time to learn about new technology, which will make us more effective in the future? Firstly, if you haven't heard of ChatGPT, I'm not going to explain it here beyond saying it's an artificial intelligence chatbot. For more information, Google is your friend. Secondly, it's far from perfect, but it's still pretty good and it's only going to get better from here. The talking points are a bit shorter than I was expecting and some of the words just didn't quite feel right to me, but considering it only had the transcripts of about 5 episodes, I was pretty impressed with it. It usually takes me about an hour to prepare for an episode. So firstly, I'll think about a topic, which is usually something that's had an impact on my life recently. Then I think about stories and experiences and books and quotes which relate to that topic. Then I might look into some research papers or articles that will help me validate a point. Then I prepare some talking points which help me to condense everything down and deliver my thoughts in the most practical way in the shortest amount of time. So I just saved myself a lot of time by instead writing one single sentence into ChatGPT. Now I know you might not be able to relate to preparing a podcast episode, but the use cases for this are almost unlimited. Like, it's really only limited by our imagination. It can help with our kids' homework. It can help brainstorming family fun activities. It can help us write reports. If we're having conflict with someone, we can just do a big brain dump and then ask ChatGPT to rewrite it in a more polite and convincing way. And for introverts like me, I can have a deep, mentally stimulating conversation with it without feeling exhausted. Like I said, it's only limited by our imagination. And to help get the ball rolling with this, I suggest going to TikTok, search and follow a few people who are creating content specifically about this, and then learn from them. And if you're not on TikTok, you can do this pretty much on any social media platform. But TikTok seems to be the most effective at feeding us a lot of content about something that we've shown interest in. And there's a big debate at the moment about the Chinese government encouraging TikTok to show educational content in China and then show rubbish in America to negatively impact their society, which could be true. But I personally think that TikTok is just really efficient at showing us more of what we like. And in most cases, America tends to just watch more rubbish. Anyway, let's not get too political here. I promise I won't use ChatGPT to write any future episodes. This was a one-off just to prove a point. So if you haven't already, jump in and give it a try. And if you have tried it, I encourage you to try and get more creative about ways to use it and to have it benefit your life. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you're listening to this in 2023 or 2043 when ChatGPT is some distant memory. The principle remains true. It's always smart to carve out some time in your schedule to learn about new technology. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, then why not share it with a friend and subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss the next one.